Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today is another man playing his 150th Maccas League game in round 7 of the Maccas League. It is North Adelaide's Jared Almond. How are you, Jared?
Yeah, not too bad, Zach. Thanks for having me on, mate.
It's a pleasure. Congratulations on reaching the milestone. It's certainly something not too many Sandful players have achieved over the journey, but yeah, you must be, I guess, time to take a step back and reflect on all the hard work and effort it's taken to get there.
Yeah, it is. I didn't think I'd probably reach 150, but my body's held up. So credit for obviously looking after myself and physios and doing the right thing with niggles and that. So it's a great achievement to get to 150, and I'll keep going as long as I can.
Yeah, most definitely. Let's have a look at how it all started for you. Originally from the town of Two Wells, and I understand one of 11 kids, Jared, and you're number 7 in the queue. What was it like growing up?
Yeah, number 7, so I've got 6 brothers, 4 sisters. It was pretty interesting. A lot of fights, but as you grow up now, you appreciate it. Having come from a big family, I've got 14 nieces and nephews already, all up. Yeah. So that's not even half of my brothers and sisters. So growing up was interesting. I had my own room at the back, so mm-hmm. I didn't have to put up with too many of them. So okay. That was good.
How'd you jag that, mate?
Well, my oldest brother, he had it first, and then he got a partner and moved out, so mm-hmm. I kind of hit that up and said I wouldn't mind sneaking out there, so he gave it to me, and yeah.
Very good, and obviously you started with Woodville West Torrens all the way back in 2006 in the under-17s, and came through the grades and ended up making your league debut there in 2009 in round 1 against Central, when you managed to jag a goal. Do you remember much from the debut game?
I remember it was a night game against Central's. I was debuting, I think Angus Roundtree uh-huh. debuted, and there was Jay Cheap maybe. I can't remember too much. I do remember playing on my brother-in-law, Braden O'Hara, okay. on the wing. My brother married his sister, so that was pretty interesting. I was a 70-kilo kid back then and could run a bit.
Yeah,
slowed down a bit now, but don't remember too much. I think they got the win in the end uh-huh. by 10 points. So,
can you remember the goal?
Kinda. I think I picked an arm and snapped it over my shoulder near the goal square, and it rolled through. So,
yeah, very nice. And that year, ultra consistent in your first season of league footy. You played 22 games and ended up winning the Powerade Breakthrough Player Award in your first year. You must have been wrapped.
Yeah, I was. When I got told by the Woodville that I've been invited to the McGarry for being nominated for the Powerade Star Search. As I got there, they told me before the night started that I've won it, and I was sitting there, I was shocked. I didn't know what to think. Didn't have a speech or nothing prepared, and just went up there and winged it pretty much.
very good. And only had to wait a couple of years later, and premiership with the Eagles in 2011, something you shared with another guy who's playing his 150th game this weekend in Eagles co-captain Paddy Gafrida. That day must have been really special for you, Jared.
Yeah, it was. I was 21, still young, didn't really know what to expect leading into it. Obviously Central's were a quality outfit back then, and I was pretty nervous. I think I started on ball. Had a bit of a run with goal with James Boyd and a few others. And played my role, and in the end it was the nail biter, but we got the win, and that was so exciting. So,
speak of it being a nail biter, I did ask Goof for this, and I always ask all the Eagles boys I interview about that game. Where were you actually standing when Lee Spur scrambled through and kicked that behind? Did you have a good view of it?
I was actually on the interchange bench, so I was standing there waiting to get back on. I think God, I forgot about rotations at that stage, and yeah, the siren went after we kicked it, and I was so nervous, but yeah.
Must have been pretty helpless standing there when it happened.
Yeah, I was. I think I was tracking up and down the boundary line.
Trying to get back on.
Yeah.
Very good. And then we speak of your connection to family and the like, and the very next year, 2012, you actually, I guess, shocked the external Sandful world by giving it in with the Eagles for 1 year at least, to head home to where it all started for you, at the Two Wells Footy Club, and played a season there, 18 games, kicked 49 goals, mind you, and played in a premiership with one of your brothers, Lee, which must have been really special.
Yeah, it was. I was in a pretty tough spot in 2012. I did a bit of pre-season, and I had a bit of stuff going on with my life, and obviously my old man got crook, and I moved back in with him, and just played local footy with my brother, and we won a flag after 32 years or something that Two Wells hasn't won one for, and that was pretty special to share one with him, because he didn't have much left, footy left in him, so... Okay.
That does sound very special indeed, and I understand Two Wells red and white Roosters, are they Roosters, or...?
Yeah, they're Roosters.
So quite prophetic in a way, mate, that you've ended up playing for North Adelaide. I guess in some respects you are used to the colours at least.
Yeah, the colours, even the class songs are same, so it all rolls into the one.
So you didn't have to learn the words when you arrived at Prospect?
Nah, we've sung it a few times this year already, so it's good.
So naturally, tell us about the move. Obviously, with Woodville West Torrens for your entire Sandful Maccas League career up until last year in 2017, obviously, disappointing way to finish the year, going out in straight sets with the Eagles, and the year before that, losing the 2016 Grand Final. But the move to Prospect, how did it all unfold, and I guess what was the main motivator behind it, Jared?
I was going through the motions last year, so with Woodville, obviously shattering to go down like we did. We finished top again, and to go out straight sets. I was going through the motions, and I needed a change. Yeah. So I went back home and spoke to my partner, and we come to the decision: do I leave West NFL footy, go play country, or do I go play for another club and see what people have got to offer? And North had a meeting with North, and they offered me a 3-year deal. And I know a few of the boys, ex-Eagles boys that are over there. So
quite a few.
And it's pretty central, so it's on the way home from work. It's not really out of my way. So I chose North Adelaide.
Yeah, and it's been a great start for you. Obviously, along with Aidan Tropiano and Robbie Young, the three of you have made a big difference to the Roosters on field, and no doubt off field as well. But you've started the season really brightly, mate. You must be excited by that.
Yeah, no, it's exciting times. You've got Josh Kuhner, who's doing a really good job coaching, and then you've got Jacob Serger, who's doing the backs and a bit of on-ball stuff. So it's pretty exciting times there. Two of the boys don't really know the winning culture, so I've just come into more winning, so it's a bit of a bonus for me. But getting Tropiano over from Perth, he's been really good inside the mix, so he's got a lot to say and pointing the boys in the right direction. And then you've got Robbie Young up forward with his pressure and speed, and obviously he kicked those six goals against Nord, I think it was.
Yep.
He can really turn it on, and then I just float in between half back, wing, or in brown ball. So, and I bring a lot of off-field leadership to the younger boys, going through the vision with them, or doing some extra kicking, or whatever it takes. So,
And round five against Woodville West Torrens, and it was at Mourne Team Hyundai Oval as well. How did that feel for you? Obviously good to get away with the win, but gee whiz, it must have felt strange arriving at the ground and going to the visitors' rooms.
Yeah, it was. From as soon as I got there and got out of my car, I just kept bumping into people, supporters that I knew, and they didn't have a bad word to say about me. They just said, don't play well, that's all. No, I got nervous. I was a bit nervous. A few of the boys kind of calmed me down a bit and got out there. And as soon as I got my first touch, everything went away. The crowd wasn't too bad. Mm-hmm. And to get that win over there at Woodville was pretty special.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Fantastic. And another thing that you've been able to achieve in the last couple of years has been playing for the West End State team as well. You obviously experienced the high and low of it, I guess. The high being beating Victoria here at Adelaide Oval in 2016, but unfortunately wasn't to be this year, last weekend against the Waffle.
Yeah, to get selected in that, obviously changing clubs, and keeping my form up was the main thing for me, my focus. And then to get selected in that and to represent SA again, you know, lucky not to get the win, but I got the win against the Vic, so I'm 50-50 at the moment.
That's it. And so turning our attention to the 150th on Saturday, the Panthers at Prospect Oval, so you'll be hoping to continue your form, but obviously, they're coming off a win as well against Central District in round six.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a pretty contested game, I reckon. We've had a good week so far at training. I think we've got our main session tonight, and we're going pretty hard because we know what South can bring. The boys just got to be switched on like the last 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Against obviously Norwood and Sturt were the main games that were the tough ones. So if we could bring what we did to them, we should be alright.
Well, Jared, thank you very much for your time on Sandful Radio. We do appreciate that, and once again, congratulations on reaching your 150 game milestone, taking on the Panthers at Prospect Oval on Saturday. We wish you all the best. Good luck.
Thanks, Zach.